From the FBI's $10 million hunt for the Salt Typhoon hackers and a record-shattering $16.6 billion in internet crime losses to Google's latest zero-day defenses and data breach warnings, Telegram's beefed-up encryption and anti-phishing tools, and Ubuntu's urgent kernel and package patches, today on our podcast, we dive into the cybersecurity headlines you need to know to stay safe in an ever-evolving digital battlefield. Coming up in FBI news, the Bureau is stepping up its hunt for the Salt Typhoon hacking crew by offering a $10 million reward for information leading to their arrest. Salt Typhoon is blamed for recent telecom breaches, and the FBI is urging anyone with leads to come forward. In its newly released 2024 Internet Crime Report, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, reveals record losses, U.S. victims reported at least $16.6 billion stolen this year, a 33% jump over 2023, with more than 860,000 complaints. Ransomware attacks alone cost Americans $16.6 billion, up 9%, while crypto fraud soared by 66%. Senior citizens were hit particularly hard, losing some $4.8 billion. Phishing, business email compromise, and investment scams also remain top threats. Cybercriminals are constantly innovating. A recent malware campaign disguises itself as a PDF to DOCX converter to infect devices and siphon crypto wallet credentials. The FBI is warning crypto investors to beware of these fake tools and of scammers impersonating agents, sometimes posing as Jaime Quinn on Telegram, who promise to recover lost funds but actually steal money. On the law enforcement front, the FBI seized a crypto scam domain linked to North Korea's Lazarus Group. That operation used fake tech recruiter profiles to trick victims into handing over their digital assets. The Bureau also issued fresh alerts about emerging ransomware gangs like Clop, FunkSec, and Medusa, urging organizations to shore up backups and patch vulnerabilities. Finally, in a less typical investigation, the FBI is probing a spate of strange laser incidents at U.S. airports, sporadic green beam exposures that risk pilot eyes and cockpit instruments, and has warned certain neighborhoods to stay vigilant. That wraps our rundown of the latest from the FBI. Stay tuned for more updates. Coming up next on Google News, here's a rapid-fire roundup of today's top tech and security headlines. 1. Chrome and Android security. Google's new Miracle PTR memory safe pointer defense has successfully blocked two use after free 0 days in Chrome's browser process. Android 16 gains an iPhone-style auto reboot after 3 days of idle time to clear memory and thwart persistent malware. A CSRF flaw was discovered in the Olaf Kolbu Google News plugin for WordPress, potentially letting attackers hijack site settings. 2. Massive data breach at Blue Shield of California. Misconfigured Google Analytics exposed the sensitive health records of nearly 4.7 to 5 million members. Names, medical diagnoses, treatment details, and more were left unsecured, and privacy regulators are now investigating. 3. Gmail, email encryption, and phishing alerts. Google's new end-to-end encrypted email for Workspace customers could inadvertently open new phishing vectors, especially in non-Gmail clients. Multiple phishing campaigns are exploiting Google sites, DKIM replay attacks, and OAuth token tricks to send seemingly signed Google emails and harvest credentials. Google is racing to patch a fresh Gmail takeover exploit uncovered by developer Nick Johnson, while warning 1.8 million users of a scam that bypasses standard filters. Users are urged to act quickly. Google's giving compromised accounts just 7 days to recover before locking them down. 4. Accidental leaks and government docs. Sensitive federal documents were mistakenly shared with some 11,000 U.S. government workers, raising fresh concerns over internal data handling practices. 5. Broader cybersecurity landscape. Microsoft's latest Patch Tuesday rollout fixed a Windows Symlink DOS flaw, but also sparked reports of new denial-of-service issues. Russian APT groups continue abusing Microsoft 365 OAuth flows, staging password spray and token replay attacks against Ukraine-related NGOs and education tenants. Security researchers warned of new steganography-based malware, dropping AsyncRat via Office exploits. while unsecured Kubernetes clusters are being hijacked for crypto mining. Samsung admitted some Galaxy devices could leak passwords via the clipboard wormhole, and Microsoft reports a 92% corporate adoption rate for phishing-resistant MFA, but cautions AI tools are lowering the bar for attackers. That's today's quick tour through Google News's hottest stories. Stay with us for more updates as they break. Coming up on our Telegram News Roundup, today we've got a mix of major security upgrades, fresh warnings from Russian authorities, and high-profile cybercrime busts. First, Telegram is doubling down on privacy. The team just rolled out enhanced secret chats with self-destruct timers, tightened its encryption protocols across the board, and even pledged to pull out of any market rather than build in back doors. A recent update also strengthens two-factor authentication and warns users to keep the app current. Meanwhile, Russian regulators have sounded the alarm on a new wave of malware and phishing schemes targeting Telegram users. Reports describe everything from sophisticated malware hidden in message attachments to large-scale DDoS campaigns aimed at Russian banks. One rogue bot even leaked up to 92 million user records before it was shut down. In related news, investigators in Moscow arrested a 51-year-old hacker alleged to be behind some of these attacks. Cybersecurity experts at a Russian conference underscored the risks, urging users to avoid unknown bots, verify links, and adopt secure practices. Finally, a local cybersecurity firm has unveiled an anti-phishing tool specifically for Telegram, aiming to bolster defenses as these threats continue to evolve. That's the latest on Telegram security. Stay safe and stay encrypted. Next up in Ubuntu news, Canonical has just released a wave of critical security updates across multiple Ubuntu releases. So if you're running any of these versions, you'll want to patch right away. First, the Linux kernel has been hit hard. On Ubuntu 18.04 LTS, Security Notice USN 7463-1 closes several critical flaws, some discovered by Google's own Jan Horn, that could allow local attackers to escalate privileges. Ubuntu 22.04 LTS users need USN 7455-1, which fixes out-of-bounds reads and writes across numerous architectures and subsystems. And Ubuntu 20.04 LTS just received USN 7455-4 to shore up more of the same kernel issues. Even the interim releases weren't spared. Ubuntu 24.10 and 25.04 have critical kernel updates, and Ubuntu 24.04 LTS needed a real-time patch to stamp out several denial-of-service and memory corruption bugs. Beyond the kernel, Ubuntu has addressed vulnerabilities in widely used components. In Ubuntu 24.04 LTS, USN 7456-1 fixes Twig template engine flaws that could cause DOS or expose data, and libarchive was updated to remediate multiple denial-of-service issues. In Ubuntu 25.04, the mod auth open IDC module got a patch against sensitive data exposure. There's also a fix for a Yelp vulnerability that could trick you into opening malicious files, an Erlang authentication bug in the SSH module, and even a Perl flaw corrected in USN 7434-2. Finally, Canonical has published an essential guide to SSH key management best practices for Ubuntu systems, everything from secure key generation and storage to routine rotation and off-site backups. Whether you're administering servers in the cloud or managing a handful of desktops, following those recommendations will keep your SSH access locked down tight. That's the latest on Ubuntu security. Be sure to update your systems and stay safe out there. Thanks for tuning in. Stay secure out there. And don't forget to join us next week for your weekly cybersecurity deep dive.